Again, shalom everybody. It's very good to see you. We are continuing to understand the energy that makes the character of a Jew. How a Jew builds a Jewish character. What is a Jewish character? And what is the building block of a Jewish character? And we started to learn the signs. We started to learn the zodiac. We started to learn that what is the energy force of each month, which has its sun. And right now we are dealing with the month of Kislev, month of light, month of Hanukkah, month of Keshed, month that we said is a centurion, half body is man, the upper body is man, and the lower part is animal. And we explained that the creation started as such. That God divided the body of a man into two parts. The energy force that reaches only till belly. And we called it the control and the management of sechel. Management of mind. Management of neshama. Management of the ruach. Management of the energy force of Chokhmah, wisdom. And it reaches only till the belly button, right here. That's one management. There is another management, we said, below the belt. And that management, we said, is the management of behemah, of the animal. That is totally is a desire to receive for oneself alone. A ratzon lekabel. In order, God, to create an Adam who is called Israel, because all humans look the same. But there is a specific embodiment, vessel, called Israel. And I'm talking about the Israel of the Torah. I'm not looking at anybody in the world. I am looking at what the Torah explains this Adam that is called Israel. It says, yes, the Israel has two parts to his body, two types of management. We said that every Adam has three energy force that rules him in three levels. The first is nefesh, is his life. The second level is his ruach, is his soul. And the third is the higher self, which we call neshama. The residence of the neshama reaches only till mind, sechel, till this brain. As a matter of fact, those who put tefillin for man is, as soon as you put the dalet in the back of your head, you are connected to your neshama. And it comes only till your sechel, to your mind. Then ruach starts. When I suck the air inside, I reach it till where? They tell us a good, correct breathing is to bring it all the way till your belly button. And that's as far as it goes, my ruach. It comes up, boom, you hear in your heart and mixes with the nefesh. And we said the nefesh really, which is your life, starts from your heart. And the heart is really controlling your liver. And the liver and the two kidneys, they are the inner energy that they're controlling the lower part. And we said the sperm that comes out starts from this brain, from here, goes all the way down your bones, and then goes through to your kliot, to your kidneys, and you get a drop that causes creation. It's a cause for continuity. That's out of your body. Goes from the upper world to the lower world. And that lower world is only indication of continuity. That. We said the tikkun of the lower world, the correction of the lower world, the world of animal, was done by Avraham. He made 10 exams, and the 8th one was to do the Brit Milah. That means to do circumcision. That means to separate the ugliness, the darkness from himself. And he made the correction of the Yesod. Yitzhak, by accepting to bind to energy force of Yaakov, and that's why last week we read in the Torah, Ele toldot Yitzhak, that from now on, what comes out of Yitzhak is the cause of continuity. And it says, Avraham holid et Yitzhak. Yitzhak is the energy, the fruit that came out of Avraham, who is the energy of Chesed. And Yitzhak is the energy force that controls from the belly bottom all the way till Sechel to the mind. That's Arruach. The energy force of Ruach, Yitzhak, is Gevura, is Din, judgment. That means a power of, a capability of saying no. There is a desire comes within you. And you are capable to your own desire to say no. But your heart desires it. But you are capable to withstand the pressure. And you say no. That's why Yitzhak was the aspect of the mitzvah of lo ma'aseh. Just to be able to say no. That's why he gave his head. He did mesirat nefesh. That means he accepted his life only to continue for sake of bringing satisfaction to its creator. That means to be a cause only of using this power for continuity of glory of God. That's Yitzhak. He's able to withstand his temptation. There was a tremendous argument between father and son, Abraham and Yitzhak said, the world has to be continuously managed with pachad, fear. If there is no fear, there is no submission. There is no learning. The continuity only happens if there is yirah, there is pachad, fear of separating from the truth. Fear of punishment. Fear of not being able to continue. Fear of right now I am powerful. But could be a time that I will be at the mercy. And I need mercy. Abraham said no. World has to be world of chesed, of love, compassion. We discussed last week that we cannot start the world of love and really we cannot start with the world of pachad and fear. That was why we had the third energy. The embodiment of these two energy in the balas form within one. It's Yaakov. Created a body. That even though that went to God and prayed and said, God, I am afraid of my brother Esav. Please help me. At the same time, he was ready. Because of love. To work 14 years. So he understood the accept of fear and at the same time understood the aspect of love. And Jacob was one father that was able to put these two energies in a balanced form within his body. When he had to exercise Yirah and Pachad, he exercised it. When he exercised love and Ahava, he expressed it. Tonight, I would like to honestly read a portion of Kabbalah in order really to understand what Jacob is, because the Tikkun of Kislev is Tikkun of Jacob. Jacob is the Neshama, the Shufriya of Adam. It's the highest level of Neshama of Adam. He came to do the final correction of the chet, of the sin of Adam. And tonight, we would like to study how really Yaakov was able to balance this in his life. That when he was supposed to say yes, he said yes. And when he was supposed to say no, no. When he had to go to war, he would go to war with a tremendous faith. And when he had to go for a tremendous amount of love, he went with a humongous amount of love, including sitting down and not forgetting the son that he loved so much all his life. The Sefer of Zohar, it takes the first pasuk, the first sentence of Torah. Don't forget Kislev. And we said the months of Keshet, the months of, how we say Keshet in English? Sagittarius, thank you. There's two parts to the life of Sagittarius. One life is an immature and one life is a mature Sagittarius. That maturity comes when Sagittarius decides to leave the realm of animal and go to the realm of spiritual. And when they do a phenomenal job. They have the smart, they have the intelligence, they have the capability, they have the power. To do it. There is an aspect that we studied that the source and the sperm that started the character of a Jew was an energy called Terach. Terach was the father of Abraham. Terach had three children, we said. One was Abraham, one was Haran, and one was Nahor. We said Abraham defined the energy force of a chippus, that means a character who is looking, who is digging to find their mate. God specifically created an individual who his character inside, no matter what, was always to look where is the emet, where is the truth. Out of this Terach, which already we had a lesson about, came three children. Abraham was the energy force that seeked this truth through channel of Kedusha, holiness. Haran seeked the truth. What he all the time dealied out. He said, wait a minute, let me find out. What pays more? How to do it? Look, I am not sure whether I'm going to go the way of Abraham or I am going to go the way of Nimrod, of a klipa, of ugliness. Let me see who is winning the war. That one I will follow. That's Haran. That means doubt. He looks for emet. Haran, the character of Haran, which is in a Jew. He looks for emet. He wants to know emet. He wants to know God. But he's not very sure whether this God is really... really, he's God? I mean, you want to tell me honestly, there is a God there? For sure? No doubt? Who asked those questions? It's the heaven within us. Then there is another aspect of Terach, the last branch called Nahor. Who is Nahor? The guy says, look, I know God is there. Fine. Thank you very much. You want me to say bracha? I say a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. Atah noten, ani uchad. You give, I enjoy. Why not? Look, God created such a beautiful world with so many good things. And look how many ways you can enjoy yourself. Why not? Come on. I'm young. Life is good. Okay. A little bit lie here and there. What's the difference? Everybody's good. That's the one that only seeks the truth. And it makes sense. He says, God, look, all this goodness God gave you to enjoy. He's looking for the truth. But he looks for the truth of what? Me and myself. These three energies are the beginning building block of the character of a Jew. And we took the Abraham that took the daughter of Haran and made the son of Haran his friend, married Sarah, and this way he brought into this tapestry the aspect of Haran into the family called the branch of Abraham. And here we see in the Torah, and this parasha of this week, Esther, Vayatza Yaakov mi Beersheva, Vayilech Harana. He says, what is Haran? What is Beersheva? Seven whales. We know Abraham digged seven whales. Palestinians came and they filled up the whales that Abraham digged. Yitzchak came, digged again the wells of his father. He did exactly what his father did. Got to the water, made a deal with the enemy, kept the wells, and gave them names. Which names? The names that his father gave. But with one difference. When we read the Torah, Torah says Abraham gave Shemot. That means Abraham gave names to the berot, to the whales. But when we see the word Shemot, is Shin, Mem, Taf, without Wav. And when Yitzchak came and gave Shemot, name to the same whales that his father digged, he gave Shemot, but this time Shemot is written with Wav. So that means the son added vav, ot emet, truth to what father started. That's the beauty of Torah. Yitzchak added something. Yaakov came, took what Abraham started, what his father started. That's why he called him Ish Ohalim. That means he was in control of the house of Abraham, control of house of Yitzchak, and established his control on the world in name of Yaakov. What it means, Yaakov? We said Yud of Yaakov is indication of 10 dibrot that God gave. Yud is 10, Aseret dibrot, 10. Ekev is 172 equal to Ekev, words that the Aseret Dibrot, the 10 commandment code, quote unquote, is not commandment, is utterances. The 10 utterances, they have 772 words equal to Ekev, Ein Kof Bet with Yud Yaakov. Yaakov is that energy force that takes the Chochmah of Hashem, the Yud, from above and bring it to Ekev, all the way down. That means to the darkest level of ugliness, Yaakov brings goodness and light. That's the name Yaakov. From this Yaakov, through the process of seeking, and he came from where? He says, Veyatza, that means came out. But Yetzia, that means jerking off. Coming out. What comes out in nature? Suddenly, poof, comes out. The sun. What is the importance of sun? If we don't have sun in this world, is there continuity? The sun is the source of heat and energy to the world. So is Yaakov like a sun, came out of where? Beersheva. Beersheva is the, in Torah and the Kabbalah we understand Beersheva is a Sheva, is the world of seven, the totality of Kedusha. From the world of Emunah, from the world of his father, from Eretz Israel, he was thrown out. He had to go. Jacob didn't want to go out of Egypt, out of Israel. Because of the fear of Esav, he ran away. As a matter of fact, the son of Esav, Midrash says, in the middle of the way came, Eliphaz came to Yaakov. He said, where are you? I am here to kill you. My father sent me to kill you. But since you taught me Torah, I cannot kill you. But take off everything. All the money, whatever you have, only your underpants. That's the only thing you can go with. Cleaned him. Yaakov suddenly saw in the middle of nowhere. He came out of Beersheba and went Harana, went to the world of Nahor, the world of only magics and the world of stealing and the world of the most ugliness and killing that is possible. That's Haran. That's the place that you go for desire to receive for oneself alone only. It's not anymore Kedusha. He came out of the Eretz Israel. He went to the world of called Harana. Beersheva veYaakov hisik beze et harosh shel ha'emunah. And for this, how did he go out of Eretz Israel? Go to nowhere. No money, no nothing. How old is the man? 63 years old. Hey, come on. Esav, your brother, your twin brother, was 40 years old when he got married. He has already children and grandchildren. You are an old man. Where are you going? And you see, Midrash says Yaakov didn't go immediately to get married and take care of the business. He went for 14 years to school. What a school? How in the world of not Kedusha, the world of Tameh, the world of darkness, the world that is Hollywood, everything is illusion. Come on. They suck your energy out. You know there is a famous betting game is that the dogs run after a rabbit? Yes? Is the rabbit real? Is the God knows, if the dog knows the rabbit real? And yet every time they put this rabbit machine in front of his eyes, make him run. And he runs to catch what? Something that he will never get? And even if he really beats the machine, which he never will, is he going to get anything? We are the dog. We are running. And he went to this world because you come to a world, you see everybody is running. For God's sake. They ask you if they want to give you a wife, they ask you, would you please tell me what area code? What kind of a car you're driving, by the way? Who are you? What's the business of your father? What do you mean? You're not marrying the business of my father. You're marrying me. No, 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 no. Excuse me. Can you afford me? I'm only used to good stuff. You know what's the end result? Yes, the guy that marries has very rich father and has a lot of money and has a good business. He's proud that I went to a family that has a lot of money, a lot of respect. Something happens. The guy doesn't have any more the money, and the father is not around to make the money, and the money really, puff, it goes. Now what are you going to do? Really? That's a reality. We build foundations on illusion. Total illusion. We depend on things that are not real. They are not continuity. They are relative. That's how we base our life. And we become losers. So Yaakov comes out of this frame of everything, truth, goodness, protection. And he goes to the world of total darkness. Harana. But prior going to the darkness, he goes 14 years to school of Shem Ve'ever to learn how to deal with ugliness, how to deal with this darkness, how to deal with this illusion. 14 years. By the time he comes to Haran, to Lavan, where his father and mother dictate to him to go and get a wife, and specifically they say, go get a wife, because, look, the tapestry has to be from this family. That's God's intention. Yaakov follows. At this time, he's now 77 years old. 77. And then he goes, and the Lavan says, okay, you are my son of my sister, very good. So, tell me, what do you want? See, like, I'm ready to work for you. Before Lavan tells him anything, he says, look, how about you giving me one of your daughter that I love, Rachel, and I'm ready to work for you 7 years, for free. What do you mean, crazy? Wait, maybe he tells you 1 year. Why are you making it so long? 7 years? Who told you to say that? Okay, works. 84 years old before he has a wife. And I'm emphasizing in this especially. This is a very important point. And then he gets up, and he knew that his Lavan is going to cheat him. He knew. He's going to put the older sister first. So when he gets up, he doesn't say, who are you? Who invited you around here? Didn't become disrespectful to Leah and throw her out of the bedroom? She says, look, she's mine. Except, goes to Lavan. He says, look, I really asked for Rachel. He says, you want Rachel? How about 7 more years? And the guy says, yes. 7 more years. And by that time he becomes what? 91. 91. What is the secret of 91? Amen. Yud ke vav ke aleph dalet nun yud. That's the only time. 91 years. He worked for his love 14 years. You can't find any more men like this. You find better ones. They not only work 14 years, they work a lifetime. It's a tremendous amount of love. And you know, at the end they get beaten up and they say, thank you very much. And don't forget that. So, here comes... We always remember that you can transfer your logic to someone, but you cannot ever transfer your feelings. You don't know how good it is to be in love with your wife until you feel it. That there is a woman in your life that is you. That you are her. You are connected to her, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. There's no accomplishment. No accomplishment. There is no satisfaction in the world more than this. I can only tell you the intelligent aspect of this feeling, but not the feeling of it. But I pray to the Torah that I recognize that you, all of you, feel it in your lifetime. All of you. Because when you have that energy within you, there is not a mountain that you cannot move. When you have such a mate, because that makes you complete. As a man, I am only half good. Only half. And not more. Yaakov goes to Haran, goes to the aspect of taking, because all the nitzutzim, all the goodness and godliness is in this energy of, look, I want to enjoy myself. We said Ma'aseh Avot, the action of fathers, they are secrets for us to know the future. Which means, that Yaakov recognized that he has to face this aspect of darkness, and out of darkness comes light. He understood this. And he realized that he has to make a correction. What correction? The correction of the first Adam. Let's go back to the Adam. What Adam did? Adam prior to find his own wife was sexually active. His Chava wasn't there yet, but there were other women around. In Gan Eden, beautiful women. And Adam was sexually active. That's one part of it. When God gave him the Adam, said, oh no, this is my real wife. And why did he say that? Because he was with other women that they were not his wife. That's why he said, oh, this time, this woman that you made out of my body from Basari, this one is really my wife. God said, okay. Now this is one aspect I want you to know how Jacob corrected. Jacob, in order to correct this aspect, when saw Leah, which wasn't his wife, he didn't want Leah, he took Leah as his wife and accepted she to be his wife. To the extent that at his death, he put Leah that he didn't want in his life. He wasn't in love with Leah. But with, he saw what Leah did for him. How much Leah cried, because Leah was portion of Esav. Leah was supposed to marry Esav. But Leah knew how Esav is crooked. So Leah sat down, cried and cried and prayed and prayed, please don't make me portion of Esav. That is the tikkun, first part tikkun of Jacob. Yaakov came, said, Leah, I didn't want, but went through life, recognized how much Leah cared for him. How many sacrifices she did. When he died, he put Leah buried beside him. Not Rachel. Rachel is buried outside of the Machpelah. Now, we know that when Yaakov went to Lavan, the father of Leah and Rachel. Lavan realized that here it is. I know who is this son of Isaac. He has a kedusha, he has the spiritual energy. If I make him the slave of me, I shall control the world of spirituality. That's why he brought in Yaakov into his household and gave his daughter to him in order through his daughter to control who? Yaakov. Yaakov is the only father that went out of Israel, went into heart of darkness, and came back to Eretz Israel in full command of his life. That means, when Yaakov went, what Lavan made him do? What did he do? He took care of what? All the animals of ships of Lavan. But then it came to the time that he was able to do something, which is a very in-depth thought in Kabbalah, that he made signs on ships that they were different between the ships of Lavan and the ships that belonged to Jacob. That means he was literally able to differentiate, mark, ships that are born, prior they are born, they will be marked Jacob. He was able to control the DNA, energy of every animal. And that's how he became rich. That's why Lavan didn't understand how this little boy came with nothing and went out with four wives, 11 children, and a lot of money, and a lot of animals, right under his nose. Whose nose? Lavan. Lavan was the guy who, when Eliezer, the Eved, the slave of Abraham, came to get Rivka, which Rivka is the brother of a sister of Lavan, Lavan saw that Eliezer has a lot of gold and money. He said, well, hey, what are we giving our sister to this guy? Let's kill him and take the money. Forget about the rest of the business. So he put poison for Eliezer to kill Eliezer. But his own father came and saw, well, there is a good soup here. He took it. He ate. He dropped it. Now it's amazing that this Lavan will do anything. Anything, including to kill his own father. To kill, to do everything for sake of satisfying himself. Rivka comes out of that life. That's why Rivka recognized that Esav is no good. And she loved Jacob. Yitzchak did not recognize because Yitzchak was never out of Israel. But Rivka comes from heart of darkness. Leah comes out of heart of darkness. Rachel comes out of the heart of darkness. They know what is darkness. So they protected the children in order to be saved from darkness. That's why we are proud to say that our fathers are Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and our mothers are Sarah, Rivka, Leah, and Rachel. Because of their recognition, what is good for children. And they implemented the energy. Yaakov Yarad. Yaakov Amad Ben Nisayon. There is no elevation spiritually. There is no, you will not rise. You will not see change in your life. You will not change until you go through experience. Without experience, nothing gonna happen. Yaakov went through experience. Of what experience? To the experience that he went through and he came out and God called him Ahuvo. That's my love. He's my love. This guy, Yaakov, is my love. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yatza Yaakov mi-Ber Sheva. Yaakov came out of Ber Sheva. Shehu hatzad shel soda emunah. That is aspect of emunah. Faith. He came out of this world. Ve'ilech Harana. And he went toward Harana, which is desire to receive for oneself alone. Ahavad atzmi. Love. Falling in love with myself. He went to that world. The world that we are living right now is the galut. Look at this. Everybody is running after his own horse. Everybody is considering to put my situation better. Make my life better. I gotta have more. I gotta be better. That's the idea. So he went Harana. He went to this domain of energy. Shehu tzad eshet zenunim. Eshet zenunim. Eshet, that means a female zenunim, whore. A domain that you become a whore. What is domain of becoming a whore? And allow me to gross it up. Because Zohar goes very specifically. How a person becomes zona. How a person becomes whore. Very simple. If you become addicted, serious addiction. Bottom line. Let's start the bottom line. What the addiction brings you. Are you ready to sell your soul? Yes. You don't have to prove it. We know it. We become a zona because of addiction. Because I love it. I'm ready to sell my soul. Now he says, he went to a domain that there is a isha. What a whore does. Puts a nice clothes, sexy clothes, puts jewelry, exaggerated fixing up. And where does she stand? Like this is, I'm not bringing the story. Zohar brings you the story and says the following. He says, Mekashetet atzma, puts on her jewelry on herself, bekama tashkitin, kezona memureket omedet berosh haderachim, comes and stands right in front of the road. Which road? The road that is high traffic is a good business. Listen what it says. Continues. Veshevelim liftoach b'nei Israel. And he's standing waiting for the Jews to come. For what? Vezel amadneu shehu medagdek rag lematchilim. That this zona waits to those that are beginners. Beginners for what? You know, one day you get up in the morning, you say, you know what? It's a Shabbat. I want to start acting like a Jew. You know what? Maybe I should start learning more about Judaism. You get up in the morning with a good intention. You go find your Sidur. You go find your Sisit and Talit. You say, okay, let's go to the shul. While you're going to the shul, she's standing on the road. Hi. That's the truth. Where are you going? Well, she's beautiful. Got to answer her. She says, you know what? I'm going to pray. To who? To God. What for? You're young. Old people go to synagogue. You're still very young. But why do you go to synagogue to pray? You know, I want to try it. I want to be a good Jew. I want to follow Judaism. I want to do the mitzvot. And then what's going to happen, she's going to ask. He says, you know, I want to have a good life. He says, hey, good life? Why do you have to go that much? That's such a long distance. I'm here. Oh boy, what experience. So she's standing, those that are newcomers, they are getting an idea that yes, I want to go the route of spirituality. Yes, I want to find the truth in my life. Yes, I want to be bounded to discipline. Yes, I want to have a law in my life. I want to be binded to something that I can count on. And the money I cannot count. So she stands right there, Bederech Hashem Shehem Alulim Lipol Bepachshela. And they are the weakest. They are the easiest prey. These two words, two beautiful smell. Oh, the perfume. Oh, he says, no, come here. Look, I received a bottle of, from Napa Valley, I received a bottle of red wine. You haven't had such experience in your life. It's an experience. Just come taste it. Look, you'll go later. It's okay. So, Zohar continues that he takes her, she takes him, gives him some wine, gives him some good food to eat, some more, and then kvar hu zona achareya. And that's how you become zona, after her. You taste the wine. He said, this is life. Look at the pleasure it is you get. Nothing beats it in the world. And that's how you become zona. And that's why you in Shema Israel, that is characteristic of a Jew. What's the character of Jew? What's the Jew is famous? What's the mother, even if he's a believer or not believer, because of love of a child, goes at night and says, Mommy, did you say Shema? She makes sure at least before he sleeps, says Shema. This is our character, that before we sleep, we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. That's a Jew. It's a character of a Jew to say this. There's nobody else saying it. And then you get up, Ve'yatza HaShemesh, and came Shemesh, and Yatza Yaakov, and in the heart of darkness, in the most ugliest time, Yaakov still seeks for the truth. Noosh. Hands up. Hands up, up, up. Trust me. Up here. Yaakov entered. The Eshet Zanunim got him. He went to that domain. He looked at all the pleasures and all the goodness of this world. Looked how it is close to his hand. Look, he married two sisters. He reached all the way down. And yet he came out and he came back to Eretz Israel. And that's why when he comes to Esav, he says, Garti im Lavan. What is Garti? The letter Garti, Gimel, Resh, Taf, Yud, Garti, 613. That is Tarig Mitzvot. Yes, I was in the world of darkness. I was in the place that was energy of Zonim. But yet I did 613 Mitzvot of Hashem. Garti. That means I understand what's chamor. I understand what is shor. I understand what is all this energy. Chamor is the aspect of laziness. Shor is the aspect of just reacting. It says, look, I dealt with all this energy. And I am in control. That's the beginning of Adam. Adam is the one that the department of below the belt understands that is the center of all the pleasures in the world. All these pleasures are given for sake of continuity, as Abraham Tikken corrected. The world of from the belt above to the Rosh is total Yitzchak. That my being is only to do the work of Hashem. My hands are to do the work of my Creator. I am here to do the responsible of His world and not my world. Jacob came and connect both together, said both this world and the next world. When we say, and let's look at a little bit Kabbalah, Olam Tohu, the world of Tohu, that's the place that is the root of Esav. And Esav connected to Kedusha, he's the son of Isaac, he went through Brit Milah, he has holiness within him. Esav is the aspect of desire to receive for oneself alone. That energy came first. That energy is extremely stronger than Jacob. Jacob came after Bereshit Bala Elokim et Hashamayim. Same way, when we are born, the Yetzer Hara, the Esav, first controls our body, is in charge of our body. Our body learns, adapts, and addicts to the pleasure that Esav gives him. Look at the 13-10 years that we are at first. I have no idea about what spirituality is. And we tend only all the time to satisfy our own body. And we get used to it. At age of 13, when we do the bar mitzvah or we begin to go the route of spirituality, suddenly another force arouses within us, which is our ruach. But our nefesh, our life, got used to the pleasure of Esav, knows what pleasure is. And now has to withstand this tremendous of pleasure and say no to it. And not to do the work of the body, but to use this body for sake of coming closer to the Creator. That means to convert and change my nature totally from desire to receive to the desire to share. Without energy force of Jacob, this aspect would be impossible. That's why Jacob came, and the 12 children, and now what are these 12 children? These 12 children are the 12 signs of zodiacs. 6 first children of Leah are the first 6 months of the year, starting from Nisan, and 6 energy are from Tishrei, from starting from the world of months of balance, all the way to Purim, which is the month of Adar, which is Pisces. 6 months of above to below, that means we started from Nisan. Nisan is what God gave from above, Lechem min Shamayim, which is the Matzah, from above to below. God Shem gave on months of Sivan, the twins, Torah from above to below. Everything was from above to below. That's the first 6 months. That's the energy coming from above to below. That's the light coming down to, for me, to build a vessel. We said there is no vessel if there is no light. There is no light if there is no vessel. If there is light, there is a vessel. If there is a vessel, there is a light. So, God sends the light. In order the vessel that is already there from a year before to get this light in order to prepare a new sun the next 6 months for continuity. And the next 6 months is from below to above. Now what is means from below to above? There is one light like a sun, that is, goes from the sun to the moon. What is the light that goes from the moon out backward? It's called reflecting light, or chozer. The first 6 months, there is the sun from above to go below. The next 6 months is from below to above. Kislev, Sagittarius, is which part? It's exactly the middle part of from below to above. That's why I light the candle. I prepare the oil. I make the pitile. I light it up. I send the light back. Now, what is this sending the light back? It says Yaakov reached to a place, ve'yivga b'makom. Suddenly he came to this place and was hit. Chachamim tells us the yivga b'makom is set tefillah. Ladies and gentlemen, did Yaakov knew Torah? Yes. Abraham sat down with him for 15 years and taught him all the Torah that he should have known. He knew.
At that time, we had no Torah.
The day the Torah was written 2,000 years prior to creation.
From Moshe, brother, right?
Yeah, for us. But for the chariots, which is Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, Noah, Adam, God has given them the mitzvot that they were should have known and exercised while they acted as chariots.
You mean they had the book that time?
Not the book, the mitzvot.
The knowledge.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, he says that the first 6 months are the first six children of Leah. Look at from the top. Those are the banim. How many bones we have? Three parts. Each leg has three parts. How many connectors we have? Four. Two of our knees and two of these. That's the four children that Bilhah Zilpah brought for Yaakov. This aspect of the two, the right, two part to the left, are called regel, are those all the regalim. Those are the work that the children have to do. That's why we have shaloshed regalim. That means shaloshed times, events of Kedusha. That we go, we make aliyah. With what? With our regel. What that means, that Yaakov was the embodiment that brought 12 children, tzaddikim, each one of them tzaddik, in order to be a chariot for energy of each sign. Kislev, this month, is where this energy rises above the energy of animal and corrects its density to reach spiritual realm. This way, a Jew will correct what was the cause of breakage prior this creation. It's only the duty of a Jew. What was wrong prior the creation to correct in this creation? What was wrong in that creation? Only ratzon lekabel, desire to receive for oneself alone. In a desire to receive for oneself alone, is there any aspect of love? Any shape, if there is love of for myself. That caused the breakage, the destruction. a Jew came to this side of the creation to take the energy of Esav within itself, which is desire to receive for oneself alone, and convert it to Jacob. And from Jacob, to be able to become Israel, which we learn. When Adam, in the heaven, Kabbalah explains, when he did not follow the instruction his creator, the creator said, look, from all the trees eat, from the tree of knowledge don't eat. And he exchanged the wisdom of God, the creator, to the intelligence of the snake, and followed the word of a snake. He did four major sins. We call chet. Four major. These four major sins is the tikkun, the correction of Yaakov. The beginning of us to become, as a Jew, to build the character of a Jew within myself, and become, therefore, part of Torah. And since Torah is nitzchi, that means it's forever. So therefore, to become forever, and recognize the time of Mashiach and immortality, is that I have to correct these four sins. Now, what are these four sins? The first sin that he did is Avodah Zara. What is Avodah Zara? Avodah means a work, Zara, of not godliness. The first thing he did not follow the instruction and the way of life of the Creator, the light. He followed another things other than the light, called the snake. He exchanged it. Same way, if I say, what is Judaism? What is this business of keeping Shabbat and put a box on my head and a box on my hand and take a piece of paper, a piece of material and cover myself with it? How come nobody else does? And they are still alive. And they have a hell of a good time. What is this telling me you keep kosher? What is this you giving me 600 certain rules? Am I not free? There is a logic within the man, the Jew, that has affinity toward Hellenism, affinity to Aristotle, affinity to the idea of Yavan, affinity to, look, we have cultures, we are civilized people, we have science, we have mathematics. We have brain, we have knowledge. Why you want me to follow something that I don't know who it is, never seen him, never felt him, never talked to me? That's the idea of Aristotle. That's the idea of what Plato said. The body is beautiful. Why do you want to cut it? Where do you want to go? You want to tell me if the Kohen doesn't say this oil is really kadosh, no other olive oil is good, only this guy that because he signed, that's kadosh. You want to tell me you're Jew, you are different than I am? Your date and month is different than, better than me? That's the idea of who doesn't know the philosophy of Aristotle and philosophy of Hellenism. We all study this philosophy. Still we go by this philosophy. It's embedded within us. We are so logical. We are so mathematical. We make common sense of everything. Only to defy the Torah. only to explain that Shabbat is the way I say Shabbat is. It's to keep Torah the way I say keeping Torah and mitzvot. To behave toward my parents the way I fit to behave toward my parents. Not what Torah says. Look, I'm a logical, educated person. I have PhD. I'm a scientist. I cannot accept something that you cannot show me. And that's what Aristotle said. That's the Yavan. That's the Greek. That is within us, injected in us. We are philosophers. We are smart. We are mathematicians. We are physicists. We are smart people. And that's the fight that Jacob had. Jacob had to come to fight this idea. This is the month of this month. Why don't let the animal enjoy himself? Why you want to bring him above? Give him rise. Let him enjoy his life. No, I know better. How many fights you guys have had to become kosher or not kosher? And then when you come to a point that you say, okay, I'm going to become kosher, then you immediately go and find which restaurants you can go and which restaurant you cannot go. And you make sure, bloody sure, that you can go to every restaurant that you want, however you say, okay, I'm going to have only salads. How much you want to satisfy yourself? Like, look at the attitude. I'm not saying you're good or bad. God forbid. I'm not judging you. But look how our mind works. How it explains everything. Logically. To refuse to go the way the Torah tells me. Unless I don't believe Torah is emet. Unless I believe this is phony. Somebody, come on, 3,000 years, nobody made a kind of a change of line somewhere. Is that logical? But we are good at it in explaining. This is the Yavan in us. That's the Greek philosophy within us. Because it sounds good. It's logical. It makes sense. And Jacob went to this domain. And he came out of this domain back to Eretz Israel. That means his ratzon, his willpower, became Israel. Now he came to a point prior going for his life journey. He came to Har Moriah, to the same point of not knowing that his father was Akudah. Sacrifice. It was already night. And he suddenly sat down, and this is a man that knows Torah. And he sat down for a second and said, God, what is my work? What I have to do? And for the first time, he prayed. Had a conversation. What is my responsibility? I know I have work to do. But what is it you want me to do? And when he goes to sleep, the Torah brings the famous ladder of Jacob. That he sees that this ladder starts from the Ares and goes to Shemaim. And Malachim going up and down. Who are these Malachim? The first 6 months coming up and the first 6 months going up. That this is a process. And he, with all the Torah that he realizes, he sees this dream and poof! The Torah says that he suddenly wakes up. I'm literally translating word by word for you. He says, Zohar asks, why he suddenly jerked off and he... says, oh my God, what is this I saw? And then he goes, Torah continues, he says, Lo yadati, The word Lo Yadati, I didn't know. This is the place of God. He says, what that means? This was the first time ever really Yaakov had a chance to sit down and look at his life and the lack of his life. He realized how much lack he has. That he doesn't know what is his responsibility. Guys, I know everybody has to get up tomorrow and go to work. But that's the responsibility of your pleasure. You're paying for it. And you know what? You don't mind to work hard. Who has an easy time at his work? Those who make money. You make it easy? Or you work hard? How much you are ready to work hard for the money? Hard. I know most of you work very hard. You literally put your heart in good health because of making money. And what for you're making money? For what? Oh, so you can satisfy your pleasures. So you're literally ready to kill yourself for your pleasures. Don't forget it. We all do it. But I am not ready to give a yoda back to who created me. I sit down and make deals with them. God, are you a common sense? Do you make sense? So Yaakov went and asked these questions. And Yaakov sat down up there, and the moment that he prayed, you know what was his answer? All the Torah that he knew didn't give him any answer. He knew all the Torah. He knew already the experience of Abraham. He knew the experience of his father Isaac. He knew that his father was talked to God, and God talked to his father, and God talked to Abraham and made a deal with Abraham. He knew all these things. But at this time, who saved him? What saved him? What all the Torah that he knew did to him? Because of all that, when he sit down, the amount of the Torah that he did not know. And he says, Lo Yadati, with all the Torah. Because he prayed at night. In the morning, he found the knowledge that he didn't have the night before. That's the purpose of Torah and Tefillah. You study the Torah, but this will not become your knowledge until you pray for sake of becoming a cause. Then the Torah that you study, that tefillah will reveal for you. The Torah that you studied and you labored and the mitzvot that you did hard work, only your tefillah, only your prayer will reveal it for you. That's the purpose of prayer. That God, I studied. I made all the experiences. I studied the Torah. I know your law. I follow your Torah. But convert it into a knowledge within me. Otherwise, it's the same philosophy of Yavan and Hellenism and Aristotle that me and you, we studied in universities. Wouldn't do us a thing of a good. When I study the Torah, I do the mitzvot, and I sit down and say, God, you gave the Torah, I studied your Torah, but you are going to make it the knowledge so I can find my responsibility and go through my life responsibility with flying colors. If you think you can control the below belt, try it. Try it if you can do it. As smart as you are. As educated as we are. As smart as we are. Let's not follow a zona. And zona is Avodah Zarah. What else Adam made a mistake? Second. After he made the Avodah Zarah, he did Shefichat Damim. What is Shefichat Damim? He caused death to come to this world. So it's like he spilled blood. That's two sins. Third sin. Gilui Arayot. What is Gilui Arayot? Literal translation, adulterous. To do adultery. What? Anything sexual that is not permitted. Any thought sexually that is not permitted. Anything that is not for sake of continuity. And Kedusha is called adultery. Gilui Arayot. That means to reveal the nakedness. To expose the nakedness. That's why as soon as Adam ate the fruit, first thing he thought about, he thought about Muchi Muchi. First! That was highest pleasure. That's called Gilui Arayot. Come on! Respect the Gan Eden. No. I don't care. As long as it enjoys, come on, why not? Check out how much you are capable to control this. Oh, for a 90 years old man, physically is impossible, but mentally, still is tripping. Because he never changed it. You know what the hell we say, Kabbalah says what hell is? It's not some place that you get visa and you go in there. Hell is all our bad characters that we were not able to correct by age of 70. After age of 70, if we are around, that character, bad character that I wasn't able to correct, becomes my hell. I suffer in it. It becomes my hell. My character. So start. The building block should be from now on. We don't have much time. Don't you think it's change? What is the most difficult thing in the world to do? Change. Change. But honestly change. Not wishy-washy change. Not only the exterior, wear a black suit and a kippah and a tzitzit. That's not going to change you nothing. That's the Yavan. That's the Aristotle. In the university, he was the professore. But outside of the university, hey, whatever gives, gives. It's fine. As long as we enjoy ourselves. Now, what was the fourth sin that Adam did? Lashon Hara, Azach Baruch. Lashon Hara. Because God came, said to him, Aika, what did you do? God didn't know what he did. He knew. Why he told him, Aika, I said, what did you do, my son? Why you are hiding? Is it possible that you made a mistake? You want a nicer than a father? It was my father would take the belt. He says, I told you not to eat from this. You went to eat it. Here it is. Bring your hand. 50 slashes. But God to him and said to Adam, he says, Aika, Baba, what did you do? Did you eat from, by any chance, from the tree that I told you don't eat? Because if you eat, you're going to be smart. God literally tells him, son, say I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Oh, no. This woman that you gave me. See, you made this woman. She made me do it. God went to she and said, she, what did you do? He said, what are you talking to me? The snake, who created the snake? This snake really made me do it. That's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. That's the root of Lashon Hara. That means what goes on in your heart is different than what's going on in your mouth. Four scenes. We gotta correct this fourth thing to become Yaakov. Yaakov corrected all four of them. It's not into the frame of this class really to detail that how really Yaakov corrected the Shefichat Damim. Because Shefichat Damim, who got killed in the process? Who put his head on the block? Yitzchak, his father. Abraham did what? Avodah Zarah. Yaakov did what? Gilui Arayot? And then was the tikkun of the correction of Lashon Hara. These four are major sins that we have to correct in ourselves. That's the work of this month. To literally sit down and gauge myself. And this is the tikkun of Kislev. To take and put on the light of Hashem on the menorah, which is the world of seven. Light the Hashem and say, God, show me the road of what is my responsibility because I have to correct these four mistakes. It is embedded with me. I have spilled blood. I have used Lashon Hara. Just check out our life. Did we use Lashon Hara? Do we sit down and talk baga, 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 everybody? Avodah Zarah, do we prefer another idea other than the idea of the Torah? Two. Three. Have I hurt somebody's heart? Have I broken heart of somebody? That's Shefichat Tamim. Have I belittled somebody? That's Shefichat Tamim. Have I become disrespectful to my father and mother? That's called Shefichat Tamim. That's splitting blood. But the beauty is Jacob did it. We can do it. And the prayer is that I go and study Torah. And that's why Chachamim say prior saying a tefillah. A good prayer is that prior, 1 hour prior, a prayer, you go study Torah. And then you pray. And you don't pray for yourself. Look how much different will be your prayer if next time you don't pray for yourself. Consider others. Totally. You see, the psychologists, they say when you are depressed, what they tell us to do? Go help somebody else. And what about my problems? Forget about your problems. Go and do somebody else. When you want to say prayer, say, look, I studied the Torah. You know what? The Torah is a man. I learned few words of Torah. I learned only one sentence of Torah. I learned only one small idea of the Torah tonight. But Hashem, I am a Jew. I want to be a good Jew. Would you please convert this knowledge of Torah into this knowledge of Torah and knowledge of life for me? To be able to do good, la'asod nachat ruach le'yotzri, so to be a good cause, change your prayers and you will see the difference. You will see absolutely the change. That suddenly your knowledge of Torah will increase to such an extent that the worst situation, the most beautiful zona on your way, you can say no to it. Every day you say, Lo taturu acharei levavchem einechem. Do not follow your eyes and your heart, asher atem zonim achareim. You know who says that? The Torah says that. You know who is the Torah? Is the architect of your body, a spiritual body and physical body. And he tells you, don't follow your eyes, and don't follow the desires of your heart. Unless you establish the Israel in your heart. That your heart is 100% accepts the responsibility of Israel. That heart is a heart of a melech, of a king. That heart can move mountains. That heart will be in charge of the body. That heart chooses what pleasures for what sake to do. And if we are a slave to our pleasures and we are slaves to our ideas and to our minds and to our logic, we are still living in the galut of Yavan. Greek idea. And the Greek idea up till today is controlling the world. Eat, 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 eat. Go vomit so you can eat, 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 eat more. And by the way, you're tired to have sex with woman? Find yourself another kind of a sex. Oh, you are finished with all the humans? Now start with animals. It's okay. It's okay. Do you know, you think the cosmetic that right now they use with the everything, they change the face and they put things that were not there and they take things that was there. It's the new invention. At the time of the Greeks, Galut, that we were part of, we made it. We made Hellenism successful, the Jews. And the Jews had to circumcise. So they had bath. They would go to bath. I mean, it's a big time was to go to the bath, get a good massage, and good steam, and eat and drink. And this was the club. Don't you think it was the club now? It's a long time ago. The Greeks started it. So the Jew, and they used to go all naked. Gilui Arayot, reveal the nakedness. Show it up. So everybody would say, look, oh, you are a Jew. Oh, boy. I mean, I've become a second class now. So what's the matter with you, crazy? Do you know some Jews, they went literally, sewed it back, cosmetically, so they won't recognize them, they are a Jew? Do you? It's a fact of history. It's real. We don't read about it, but that's the truth. They went and put it back. So they will be accepted in the society. So they say, fine, good Greek. Good gringo. Honestly. It's a very dangerous question to ask if there is a fight between the two countries. What passport are you going to take? Ask me the question. No, throw me the question.
Which two countries?
It's the time. You know that. Ask me the question. Yes. No, let's have the wrestle with me.
No, just in general, like when you say something like you don't read about it, but it's a fact of history.
Yes.
If you don't read about it, how does it become a fact?
Because there are a lot of facts that I do not know.
How do you know it if you don't know?
I just simply go back and read the history of Judaism. Huh? Yes. Yes, it's the period of Hellenism that occurred in the life of the Jews when they were in Greek. It's not, I'm not making it up. It's a written fact. Documented it. It's the time, same time that Aristotle was, it was, Bet HaMikdash existed too. Same time. This existence of Bet HaMikdash brought such a philosophy, Zele Umat Zeh, in order to, the Jews seize that consciousness and seize the Bet HaMikdash. I say, wait a minute, which one is real? This is more real than this. This is telling me sacrifice. This is telling me Mesirat Nefesh. This is telling me to control and say no to pleasure. But this tells me to go ahead with all the pleasures. Common sense, man. God gave you logic. Which one you follow? He said, I follow this one. It's my body, my logic. God, why God gave me brain? Otherwise, if he doesn't want me to think, he wouldn't give me the brain. This is all the arguments we give. But the mere fact, and this is exercise this month. This is the month What is Hanukkah? When happened Hanukkah? It's when the Jews really outnumbered. Only faith. They reached the bottom. No love, no alternative. Only faith. They destroyed an emperor of the whole Rome and the Greek. Just by faith. Now, if I don't learn from history things that are fact, that a Jew will change his name so they will not think he's Jew. He doesn't like Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. He doesn't like Sarah, Leah, Rivka. He wants to be called Natalie. He wants to be called Michelle. And he wants to be called Alexander. And he wants to be called, what else?
Christian. Yeah, sometimes they did it for Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, Pikuach Nefesh. Explanation. Another explanation. Same way the guy said, look, today I have to go to the bath. I have a lot of friends, you see, this is my business. I have a business. They don't give me any contract. I got to be with these guys. We are living in Galut. You see, I go like this. They say, well, you are a Jew. We cannot deal with you. But if I make the addition, it costs $10,000. It's nothing. I go and borrow the money. I pay the credit card slowly. It'll be okay. And at the same time, I can get a lot of good deals, you know. I'm inside a Jew. Who cares? I'm a Jew. God knows that I do this for sake of business. That's our logic. This is how we want to get close to God. This is how we really... That's why four things we have to deal with. Avodah Zarah, Shefichat Damim, Gilui Arayot, Lashon Hara. And when we read, now we know why Shema Yisrael is so important. Because at the end of the Shema Yisrael, right at the last paragraph, I ask God, give me the energy. Give me the responsibility. Give me the capability. Give me the knowledge to correct these four levels. So I can reach and become a Jew. That I become Israel. That I am capable to be what you set for me to be. You created Bereshit. Chachamim tells us God created this creation only for sake of Israel. Period. And I don't want you to understand it when you are 80, 90 years old. I want you to understand it now. To be proud of who you are. The only thing is that you have to sacrifice a lot. No pain, no gain. As soon as you are able to say no and you are able to control that animal within you, that's the moment that you are walking the walk of a spirituality. Now ask me a question. Yes.
In the beginning you said that the man, when he put the tefillin, he immediately connected to his shema. So how is the woman going to be connected?
That's why she marries a man.
That's the only part?
That's the important part. That's why a man that does not put tefillin, he cheats on his wife and he cheats on his children. He doesn't give their portion. Same way that a woman has to make the challah and keeps the nida and makes the candle of Shabbat. If she doesn't do it, he is at the mercy. One complements the other. The man has to go by the certain responsibility in order to nourish his family. That's a spiritual responsibility of the father and the man of the house. That's why God said, as soon as you have an opportunity, don't say, let me make first $1 million and get married. Go get married. Yes? By the time that you want to, in order to get married, what you got to do? Have to prepare yourself. Is it just like this to get up and say, look, I'm ready to take a responsibility of a wife? Unfortunately, none of the fathers and mothers, they spend the time to teach the son how to be a husband and to teach the wife, the girl, how to be a wife.
But what do you do in the meantime?
You learn how to become a wife.
I understand that, but what do you do in the meantime?
That's why God gave you, we, as a Jew, we not only know our mothers, we know our fathers too. For as long as I am on the umbrella of my father, the tefillin that the father puts is a nourishment for his daughters, for his wife, and for his children, until they grow to the time to take the responsibility. Oh, absolutely. Just a moment. Now, here it is. Now go, men. Hold on. Hold on. When I start to put the tefillin, do I get it right correctly? Do I know all the kavanot already? Do I really know what I'm doing? Does it take a process to reach that level of understanding exactly? So it doesn't happen day one, day two, day three. It takes me 6-7 years really to get it. Start exercising. Yes. Yes.
So, okay, so the woman of the house, meaning the mother of the house, like the Shabbat, yeah?
And make the challah.
Okay.
And keeps the nida.
Okay. So what if...
If... Bravo.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah. Very much. We are entering the period that the children are teaching the parents. We are entering into a period that the children will teach the parents. The children have a responsibility. Abraham went to God and said, God, what are you going to give me? He said, okay, what are you going to guarantee that you're going to do exactly what I tell you? What is your guarantee? Abraham realized he doesn't have anything to give guarantee. He said, I guarantee for my children. We are the children that we execute the guarantee that Abraham gave to Hashem. That we are going to follow the route of Hashem. That we're going to fight with the logic and go above our own logic. And to implement the logic of God within our life. The children are so capable right now. That they understand it, their grasp of ideas is very quick, and they can direct and help their parents to follow the route. They are much more at ease, they are adapting the Torah in their life as the parents. And that's the duty of the children. Next question. The tefillin, women can put tefillin, but it's not le mitzvah. Oh yes, you can. There, I know of many women that put right now. It's for sake of their own self. It's not forbidden, and it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not necessary. The mere fact that a woman keeps the candle of Shabbat, even not having, let's say the husband is not there anymore. But she putting the candle, she's connecting to the neshama of the man and the children. Now, when we are not married, we are not considered whole. And therefore, it is our responsibility to accept the responsibility of the marriage and accept to make a Jewish home and facilitate for another neshama to come to this world and have the possibility of making a correction. Now, you will tell me, what about those marriages that do not consume children? Every Jew has the possibility to take another child that doesn't have a mother and father and makes his own child and bring it up to the best as though that child is his own. And there is a commandment that biggest mitzvah is to raise a child that you are biologically not the father or a mother, but however in actuality and physically you become mother and father. You will earn that neshama. Becomes your child, because if I don't have a son and a daughter, there is no continuity in me. It is important the father to have a son and a daughter minimum, both. It cannot have only son, has to have a daughter too. Now, in case I come to this world and my tikkun is that I do everything in the book and I cannot have a child. There is a child that I can bring and raise as my own child, and the neshama of that child is going to continue my neshama. That means a branch of my life that would have been finished. End. By that action of mitzvah, I can cause continuity to it. You missed the boat. But there is a tremendous amount of mercy that God will give you again another chance. That is, understand that the God that we say, Shema Israel, Adonai, is the God of mercy. Elokeinu is our God, is what we understand what God is. So Adonai, which is the energy of mercy, is the same, the God that I understand in my heart, they are the same. It's the same Adonai. Adonai Elokeinu, Adonai Echad. So the God is God of mercy. No matter how bad I am, it's enough. That's the secret of tefillah. I study your Torah. I make the effort to learn your Torah. I make the effort to do your mitzvah the best of my capability. But please convert it into a knowledge that I can execute my potential to completion. I don't want to go out of this world half complete. Give me a chance. There's no way a Jew go to a God and say, give me a chance, give me responsibility. But as soon as I go and say, God, give me some pleasure, give me some money, give me some good cars, some good wife, take care. I'm in the wrong domain. The moment I accept responsibility and I want to be a cause, I want to be a cause. That means I accept responsibility and I accept the work of that responsibility. There is no way you can take a responsibility and there is no effort and hardship in it. If you take a responsibility, it comes with hardship. It's not easy. To be a Jew. Cause another neshama to come and have a chance in this world. I can. You can. And you can be a hell of a good father on top of it. You can be a hell of a good friend. Responsibility of taking a responsibility, being a hell of a good son. I don't want to destroy the name of my father. I don't. I will do everything in my power not to destroy his name. Only to make his name better. Say, oh, you know who is this? This is the son of so-and-so. Good for this father. That's the responsibility. That's the responsibility that God looks at my work and says, well, this man is doing his best to accept responsibility in life. And he's not only after of his own personal affairs. God, you give, I eat. You give me pleasure, I show you how to enjoy. I take you to the best clubs. Am I okay with my friends here? Because you have diligently have come to this class and listened, in all fairness. But today, somehow I believe I touched a raw nerve. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Baruch Hashem. She has a question. Yes, go ahead.
You said that there are four sins?
Yes.
So do we all as humans come on earth?
We all as Jews, we are coming to correct these four sins.
So we all have these. All
of us.
We all make these four
sins. All of us. Full extent. Some of us, we correct aspect of it in life before, and we are coming to continue the rest. what you want to say, that each one have his own level, that's correct. But all of us, we have to correct these four sins. Next week, we are going to finish. I will come back. I'm going to finish the conclusion. Learn about Jacob, to understand Kislev, to prepare ourselves for Hanukkah. I hereby let you know, we are going to go through Hanukkah. It's such a phenomenon, a fantastic, how do you want to call it, Moed. It's an event that you do not, I do not believe you've been exposed to. In case anybody doesn't have a menorah at home and is interested, there is a nice Jew here that gave two menorah from Israel. Anybody wants, just please let me know. I'll gladly will give it to start lighting up and bringing light into your life. The things that we talk here, believe you me, I am as a free mind philosopher as you can be. I went to the extent that every philosophy lecture that a good university can give, I exhausted it. They told me, get out of university. And then I said, no, I liked it. So I became the professor of that university so I can take more courses until I finished all the courses. And believe you me, Torah is not a philosophy. I can tell you with all my heart that you can make such a difference in your life that you will not have recognized yet you are alive. But the Torah teaches you to feel life. That's why Torah's name is Etz of Chaim. That means tree of life. You do not know what life is until you eat from this tree. And when you start eating it, you can't stop it. Love you all. Shalom, everybody.